is a side aspect. Nevertheless, this was a situation that, you know, they were getting. So this was, you know, land without people. And how did they get rid of the people? How did they get rid of the people? This is very important for us to understand. Because from time to time, you will get Zionist spokesperson saying that, no, we didn't chase anyone. We didn't chase anyone out. They actually went on their own. The Arab governments told them. The Arab governments told the people that you vacate the land. Because we want to fight the war of independence. And we want to chase the Jews out of there. So you vacate the land so we can make it easy for us to demolish and to chase them out of the land. It is absolute lies and deception. There's a non-Muslim historian who had, through the means of the electronic media and through the means of, you know, looking at all the broadcasts of the radio station at that time, he went through all the broadcasts and he said, I didn't find one single appeal from the Arab governments for the people of the land to leave the land. What I did find, and he wrote this in one of the Irish newspapers, he said, what I did find was that there were appeals from Zionist radio stations for people to leave the land to create confusion. The greatest reason why people left the land was because of terror. It's a different matter that why did you succumb to the terror? Why didn't you take precautions against the terror? That's a different matter. But of course, they used terror to chase the people out of the lands. And one of the most famous acts of terror was Deir Yassin in April 1948, most probably, subject to correction. They, in a village of Deir Yassin, they gathered all the people of the village. They, I think, and about over 248 people, 4 o'clock in the morning, or summertime at that particular time, they put them against the wall and they slaughtered each and every one of them. Slaughtered each and every one of them. And this created terror in the other villages. You must keep in mind that those people were ordinary people. They were not armies. The people here now, the Zionists, were battle-hardened over what had happened in Europe. So the guilt of Europe, of the Holocaust, was, well, the brunt of that was borne by the Muslims of Palestine, who had nothing to do with the Holocaust. They had to bear the brunt of the guilt of Europe. Europe didn't know what to do with the Jews. They didn't want the Jews in their midst. And there are many examples with regard to it. So they said, ship them off to another place. And ship them off to another people's country. Ship them off to another people's place. You don't want to show hospitality, and then you show them to other people. Sometimes hospitality also can be difficult, isn't it? You know, there is another person, like a person one day went as a guest to a person, and he stayed for a very long time, more than what was, you know, required. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi had said 3 days, no, morally, normally 3 days you must be the guest of someone. More than that, take his permission. So this person remained there for a long period of time. So much so that the host became very, very perturbed and disturbed by his continued presence. So he said, I'm feeling very, very sad. The host one day told the guest, I'm feeling very, very sad. He said, why are you feeling sad? He said, you are not going to return. You are never going to return. So the guest said, what do you mean I'm not going to return? So the host said, you have to go to return. Don't go. Where are you going to come back again? So sometimes the situation is they couldn't do it, so they send them to another place to take away the guilt of that. And the Muslims had to bear the brunt with regard to it. So through the means of terror. There are many other examples. This is only one of them. Then another particular thing was a place called Dahmash Masjid. In that particular village, they told the people, come to the masjid. You will be safe. And when everyone came to the masjid, they slaughtered each and everyone. I just read recently that particular masjid, just some years back, used to still stand. Although no one was using it, but it used to stand in some ways as a reminder of that particular situation when it happened. So this was a terror. 700,000 people left. This was now the what we call the right of the refugees to return back to their land. When you see in negotiations that one of the very sticky points is about the right of return. This is what the right of return is. The 700,000 people who were chased out of their land, what do you do with them? They have gone to various other places in the Arab world. Now they number something like 4 million. And the Jewish state said, what? We cannot take them back, because if we take them back, it is going to change and alter the Jewish nature and character of Israel. And of course, there are many, many aspects. One of the United Nations at that particular time had named someone of the name of Count Bernadotte to become